All right, and welcome back to E30 Radio, Africa's finest, Nigeria's finest. We're still holding it down with this sexy diva on E30 Radio. She is looking gorgeous.
Am I really sexy?
Okay, have you been a change to Nollywood?
Have I been a change to Nollywood?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
In what
I have brought out so much in Nollywood that everybody wants to emulate right now. Okay. I see everybody trying to be daring. I see everybody trying to go extra miles and proving themselves. And I think before I got into the Nollywood, everybody just went into their skin, trying to pretend, trying to hide away, trying to please society. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now I came with the what the fuck attitude, and me, I'm gonna do me. And everybody's seeing that I'm succeeding with it. So yeah, they're all fucking with it right now too.
Okay, any hope of becoming a Hollywood superstar?
That's our dream. That's everybody's dream.
Are you gonna hold an Oscar?
I'm a hard worker. I don't stop at nothing.
Okay. Have you ever been sexually harassed in the movie industry?
No, didn't you follow my success story? There was no chance for me to be harassed. I mean, right from the very first day, I was getting paid and getting chased to come to work.
What's the journey been so far like in the movie industry?
It's been very beautiful. It's very, very great. I appreciate every step of the way. You know, I've never seen any, I've never had any, you know, hard difficulty time or, you know, challenges. I for one has never had that. It's just been all smooth.
Okay.
And really successful for me.
Okay. What's the meaning of poco?
I can't tell you. I have to kill you if I tell you.
No, definitely you have to tell me.
I have to kill you.
You have to kill me.
Yeah. So are we going to plan your funeral right now? So I'll kill you afterwards.
Seriously, it's E30 Radio. If you plan my funeral, then E30 Radio is dead.
No, but you want to know though?
Yes, I want to know what
you
Poco
have to
means.
Die.
Is it a record label or an entertainment outfit?
Pocoville is my life. It's everything. Yeah. Sooner or later, maybe it will emerge like a record label, but it's my life.
Okay, there was a time Kossi Ogiako posted a new picture of her, and a lot of people criticized her for doing that. And she was like, she related you with Sorge. And she said, turn to the K9, we're role models to a lot of Igbo girls out there. Do you think that's a way of being a role model?
I can judge her for whatever she says.
Okay.
I'm a role model to people who think that I am a role model to them for whatever reason that I am a role model to them, and I hope that I satisfy them.
Was it Genevieve or Motala Jalade Kennedy that inspired you to do music?
No, none of them at all. If judging from them and from whatever they achieved, I would never have ventured into it. But not meaning that as an insult. I always say something that, given this present situation where technology has been enhanced and we know a lot of people who can really make us good music, that they could be really better than what they are or what they used to be.
Okay.
But if you're telling me, or if you're asking me, if what they used to sing was what inspired me, then that's a hell no.
So what inspired you to do music?
I just found just good love for music. It just became my best friend. It just became something that relaxes me. And I just thought I could try. I could give it a try. I have a voice. I have a face. I can put everything together. With time, I could learn how to really perfectly do it well. But I can try. And it's never been bad.
I saw the high video and I was highly impressed.
Thank you.
Hi, Tonto Deke.
Hello.
Okay. I want to ask, is music business or passion to you?
It was actually fun.
Okay.
Fun mixed with passion, because I never knew it was going to blow as big as this. But yeah, there's a business side to it now, and I'm benefiting from it.
Okay.
That's another way to survive. I'm a hustler, you know, anywhere I can, you know. Oops. I've got the top compete.
Seriously, Tonto Deke, right now, this is Mark Ever speaking with you. I don't want you to turn me down. I want you to tell me what Pocoville or whatever means.
I'm taking it back
because I want to know what's the meaning of Poco.
Poco, I can tell you what Poco is. Like, because I told you, I have to kill you. But
well,
yeah,
I don't
so
mind
I can tell you what
for
Poco
E30 Radio
is.
Fans.
No, I can't even tell
I wanna
you.
I
want
to die. No, seriously, yeah. I want to die for them. So
no,
I think, let
I
me pretend I'm dead. So
no,
tell them.
Because if you die, then you know, your parents have to come to me and start saying you have to buy a casket. No, I don't have money to pay like that. Hell no.
Okay, on Ndani TV, Tools interviewed the band, and the band said, if you feature him, he's going to make you a superstar. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think the band said that. I knew what he said.
What did he say?
The band said that he thought about signing me. He didn't even say he wanted to. It was a thought that he had.
Okay.
And that he is very sure that with the energy that I have, that I'm going to blow, it doesn't matter what. That's what he says.
Are you looking at being on his record label or something?
That's an honor. I'm okay. Sure the banja is very busy.
All right, and the banja, you're hearing what Tunja DK is saying on Ether Radio, that she will be glad if she's going to be on DB Records.
I said that would be an honor.
That would be an honor, not being glad. Well, honor, that's great. Okay, still on Ether Radio. When you released your first single, a lot of pictures that were photoshopped spread all over the internet. What was your reaction like? Were you about running out of Nigeria? Were you going crazy?
Hell no. I was into the flow. I was creating some of them too. I was reposting some of them too and retweeting some of them too. I had fun with it because if I didn't, then I'd have gone insane. So I had to have fun with it. I had to enjoy the moment, knowing the fact that the other one is gonna be better.
Were you doing that because to get more fame?
I wasn't doing that to get more fame. I'm not a total blonde. I came out with a black hair, which means I'm very brilliant. Yes. So I strategize. I plan every angle of my life.
How long are you looking at staying in the music business?
I'm not sure. For as long as the world is ready for me.
Your first music performance, were you scared? I think that
on
was
AY
the AY show?
Show. No, for a fact, when I saw everybody, they all looked very, very little to me. You know, maybe because of the light. I was surprisingly very bold. Bolder than I should have been. I wasn't scared at all.
That's good. And what was the comment? What has the comment been like?
I don't have to wait for the comment. I know I danced and I did my heart out.
Okay. Do you have any plan to start a foundation to help the less privileged?
I do have a foundation. I do help the privileged every day of my life.
So how's it been so far?
Good. That's how I get blessed.
Okay. You're a very beautiful woman.
Really?
And has any man been trying to keep you of late?
No, we're not going personal.
So are you a virgin?
How can I be a virgin? Excuse me.
Oh, come on, I'm asking this question.
I'm asking you another question. So how can I be a virgin? I'm just beautiful. I'm not a virgin. Can we just move on?
Okay,
there's no virgin in the house. Hello?
Okay, it's Ether Radio. There is no virgin in the house. Tunto, are you happy to be on Ether Radio?
I'm good to be anywhere.
On Ether Radio?
I'm happy to be here.
There's this Twitter handle that bears a Nicki Minaj name. And there was something she retweeted. I think I have to use this media to say something.
I have just one Twitter handle, and that
which is
Tontolet, and it's capital letter T O N T O L E T. Tontolet, and that's all I've got.
Okay.
And I've got nothing else. So any other one is a scam or is a fan page owned by someone else.
Okay. As a busy lady, what time do you have to spend with your family?
I've been very, very lucky that they've been very patient, and I know that they won't be patient for too long.
Okay.
But I just hope that I don't lose them along the line. I have no time with them. I spend no time with them, and it doesn't matter how successful and how the success makes them happy and how I send things home. Won't be enough as my presence, and I'm really sorry that I can't do that. I'm just a big hustler that has to make it out here. But if you're listening, you're my family, I love you, but this is not the time for us to spend together. This is the time for me to hustle. I'm gonna take care of all of you later and spend all the time, and I promise. And don't hate me.
When last did you see your mom?
I don't have a mother, but I have a stepmother.
What about your dad?
I have a beautiful father. I talked to him, but I haven't seen him in a while.
Which of your siblings are you close to?
The last one.
The last one?
Yeah.
Male? Female?
That's my baby.
Male?
Male.
Male?
Yeah.
Wow. A big shout out to your fans out there.
Hey, what's up? This is Foco, baby. You're a girl. You know I'm crazy, baby. You know I'm physically fit. You know I'm physically fit. You know I'm musically fit. And you know that it's Foco. I love you.
Oh, my lady. That's a jam. Yeah. E30 Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
E30 Radio.
Welcome on DocuArt This Week on E30 Radio with Mark Ever. It's Leonard Richie.
Deep river woman. Lord, I'm coming home.
A founder member of the Commodores, his debut solo album, Lionel Richie, 1982, was a US number 3 hit and truly a ballad from the album, reached US number 1, winning him a Grammy Award. He performed one of his most popular hits, All Night Long, 1993, at the closing ceremony of the 1984 Los Angeles Olympic Games. Richie co-wrote famine relief song We Are the World with Michael Jackson in 1993.
Later albums include Louder Than Words, 1996, Renaissance, 2000, and Coming Home in 2006. Lionel Richie, a black man, a great man that has actually used music to touch a lot of lives around the world. Even I myself has been touched by Lionel Richie. Well, I am Makeva, and he has used his music to touch my dad's life. Well, may his soul rest in perfect peace. Lionel Richie was married to Brenda Harvey for 17 good years. The couple adopted daughter Nicole Richie. Well, a lot of people kept saying Lionel Richie is impotent, but I don't know. Maybe you go make a whole lot of research. Okay, but they divorced in 1993, maybe because of what a lot of people said about his impotency. He married Diane Alexander in December 1995, and together they have a lovely son, Miles Brookman, and daughter Sophia, which shut a lot of people's mouth that Lionel Richie isn't impotent. May his music keep living on in our minds. God bless you, Lionel Richie. It's DocuHear This Week with Makeva on E30 Radio.
Wrapping it up this week again on E30 Radio. Okay, I will say it's just a wonderful one. You guys holding it down with me on E30 Radio this week with DocuHear with Lionel Richie, Tontola and the Baby from Pukova. The real Cocolette, and also my sexy lady giving you the top 3 US urban songs. Nice songs from Mac Lamore, Chris Brown, Fine China, and Rihanna. Stay. I think Rihanna and Chris Brown, they're no more. Okay, it's a quick forever, Rihanna. Well, I don't know, maybe you should go google it and ask yourself, are they still together? Google is gonna give you the answer, but not all the right answers. God bless you, Sashinani, for producing it. Third Radio. Go search and like our page on Facebook, e/Tattoo Radio. Follow us on Twitter at MacEva, MCEVA. Know that you can get E30 Radio massive downloads. Go to www.2exclusive.com. Remember, we spread our news over 450 blogs. E30 Radio. All productions done in Eaton Out Production Studio. E30 Radio, as I always say every week, stay out of troubles, love a whole lot of people that you can reach, and also bless people and be prayerful, because you may not know what will happen next. Well, just yesterday I lost someone dear to my heart. May your soul rest in perfect peace, a mother and a leader, Mrs. Untolo, and Beatrice and Immaculate Untolo. Please take heart. May God keep strengthening you. E30 Radio, proudly powered by Makeva Media.
At the twilight, Baba, which way I pray? Never let him slip or slide me. Ride me, Oluwa, rise me. Let me take the flight. Stretch out my wings in this fight. I seize it clear. I'm
getting... Welcome to VIP, baby.
And you're listening to
City
105.1,
the lifestyle of Lagos.